This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Speaking of trying her hardest and coming up just a little bit short.
Are you kidding me?
What happened last night?
No, you just tried to use the word upstage in a diss to Sam, and Dan instead used the word upskirt.
That was a mistake.
He said, "Sam, are you trying to upskirt me?" And I looked at him and I said, did you mean maybe upstage?
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Because for one to be upskirted, one would have to be wearing a skirt.
Maybe a kilt?
Perhaps.
So wing and a miss, sir. Yeah. So wing and a miss.
Sometimes the words that are in my brain don't come out my mouth.
I was wearing a skirt last night on the tennis court when we lost our pickleball match. And I don't want to talk about it.
Does that mean that you were out?
I was actually sort of like not happy about
it. O-U-T out?
We are out of the finals. The finals are next week. Other people in my
life. So you made it to like the final four or the Elite Eight?
We made it to the final four. Okay. And we will not be going on to the Elite Two.
And who's we?
Well, my three teammates. And other people in my life are moving on to the finals. So
Johnny's moving on. You are not.
Ditched another teammate and he is succeeding on his own.
I will never, ever hear the end of it. Ever. When I walked by, in fact, last night, he was writing down the scores and he goes, I'm sorry, what was the score again? And I go, don't you dare.
How bad did you get beat?
I don't talk about it.
Well, what was the score?
One of the matches did not go well.
Clearly. You're what not going on any farther.
What does the score go to?
11.
So I'm guessing it was anywhere from 1 to 11? 2 to 11?
11 to 0?
Oh, wow.
I don't want to talk about it.
You couldn't even muster a point?
Not one point.
Did you guys at least get to serve?
We did. Okay. It was not successful any of the times.
Clearly.
We did that.
Big old goose egg.
Yeah, big old goose egg there.
That must have been embarrassing.
Yeah, it was. Actually, Dan, I don't like to lose. You know, I'm competitive. It kind of scares me. Like, I was actually not in a very good mood last night.
So, hang on. Let me just ask one quick question.
Yeah.
So, next Monday night, what you're saying is Johnny has plans and you don't.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
You're going to go sit in the stands?
Yeah. I don't know why I decided, Dan.
Going to go cheer on your man?
I don't know if I'm going to cheer him on because he beat us and I was so mad.
Oh, wait, he beat you?
Oh, yeah, you didn't hear that part?
He beat us in one of the matches, and then in another match, we went down 11-0. And
this onion has plenty of
layers. Oh, my gosh. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. You know I hate to lose, Scott. I hate losing.
You're so good at it.
But the only thing... Oh, Sam, why did you do that?
Stay down.
At 209?
Swing and a miss. Literally, it was a swing... And a miss.
Out.
Did you miss the ball?
No, I didn't miss the ball. But it was, you know, clearly we need to go practice. We'll just leave it at that. There needs to be some practicing in the off season.
Did you yell on the court, don't you know who I am?
No, I didn't. not.
Oh, God, no.
No, God, no. I know my place on that court, and it is on the D team.
So what are you going to do next Monday night?
I'm going to go and cheer on the winner, and then there's a few weeks break.
No. Cheer on the winner.
Whoever wins, I will be happy for them.
So you're not going to be cheering on the significant other in your life?
I will. What is it about losing that bothers me so much? I mean,
I don't think anybody likes to lose.
No, I actually was annoyed that we lost.
Who are you annoyed at? Yourself or everybody else?
Yeah. Or him for beating you
badly.
He sent a text to the kids and he's like, anyone gonna ask your mom how the match went this evening?
And?
Oh, they thought it was hilarious. Mm. It's good for the soul, pickleball, I'm telling you, but it's not good for my mental health.
So we are learning how to lose.
We are not off to a good start 2 days in a row.
I know.
Goose eggs on Family Feud.
Goose eggs on the pickleball court. Mm.
Consistency is key.
Do you think perhaps losing is now part of your repertoire?
It normally isn't, Scott.
But lately it has
been. I know, right?
How's the golf been going?
That's going fine.
Okay, good.
I think I just need to stay in my golf lane. That's what I need to do. Stay in my lane.
Because how did you do the other night at Family Feud? How'd you do yesterday at Family Feud? How'd you do yesterday at Pickleball?
Is it safe to say that we have put all aspirations to, quote, join the circuit to bed? For about a year and a half here, that's all we heard about.
Very excited about
what
becoming professional.
Might you be speaking, Sam?
The professional
there are lots
pickleball
of
circuit. You know, I think my talents are going to take me to another level. I think I might turn pro.
I would like to invite you to get out there with two busted knees and play with me sometime.
No, I did fine. I went to the gym this morning.
Good.
We had core and more.
Core and more.
That is correct.
Oh, good Lord.
Ooh. Is there a left bench circuit?
Left bench?
I don't understand.
I do.
What does left bench mean?
You're not in the game. You're on the bench.
We have so many stories in our stack today of actual import. I don't even know where to begin. I had to start a separate sheet with just my stack.
So we're going to be joined by Commander Jesse Reed in a few minutes. If you've heard the stories out of Newark, New Jersey, where air traffic control lost radar contact for 90 seconds.
Yep.
One of the busiest airports in America in the incredibly congested Northeast Corridor.
Yep.
They had no screens for 90 seconds.
It was sort of figure out where you are and hope there's not another plane at that spot.
So I was telling Sam earlier today, I was watching CNN and they had on an air traffic. No, it was a pilot. And they were asking the pilot, the anchors were, dumbest question ever. What do you do when air traffic control doesn't have you on the radar? And this was his way of saying, you just asked a dumb question without saying you just asked a dumb question.
Right.
He said, well, what you do is you look out the window.
Right.
No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, he's being dead serious.
He goes, you look out the window and you try not to hit anything in the air and you definitely don't want to hit anything on the ground.
So for anyone listening who might think, okay, this is Newark. Why do I care? This is Newark. Oh, we're going to get into that. The infrastructure, even in shiny new brand new airports, the infrastructure behind making everything work seamlessly in the skies. Mm-hmm. It's an aging system, Scott. Is it not? I'm not saying at every airport.
So
certainly at this one.
So some of the technology they're using is from the 50s and 60s. No. It gets worse. They still use floppy disks.
Well, and we have to keep in mind that when they build that shiny new airport like we have here in Kansas City, that's just the airport. The ATC tower
is the same.
Mm-hmm. You have got to be kidding
me. They still use floppy disks.
No, you do not have a Bravo clearance. We lost our radar, and it's not working correctly. Radar service terminates, walk via far, green change approved. If you want a Bravo clearance, you can just call the towers when you get closer.
180 Slimmer and Contact Tower United, 4-2.
Say United 1951.
Go ahead, 1951.
Call the tower when you get closer.
Translation,
when I can see you.
This isn't an Uber.
So this right here, you hear multiple seconds of silence between each cut. And it's ATC saying, United 1951, are you there? United 1951, go ahead, because they requested for communications. They granted that communication, and then the connection dropped. And so she's just saying over and over again, and of course it doesn't record what's not coming from the plane, so you can't hear what they're trying to say back, but just over and over again.
That's Center for United, or New York, United 1951.
Are you there? Hello? Say something to me.
And what's worse United is there's already a shortage of ATCs in the United States. With an incident like that, they're allowed to take a 45-day trauma leave.
You think?
And many of them did.
What about the pilots? You don't think the pilots need a trauma leave? I'd be soiling my pants.
Five of them out of that one tower
took a trauma 45 leave.
Because they were so sure a plane was going to crash on their watch.
But you are desperately needed. Get your ass back to work. They're taking a month and a half off for a trauma leave because the radar went down for 90 seconds.
Wouldn't you be traumatized knowing that any second a plane is going to crash over your airspace, and because the cities or the government is too cheap to upgrade us from a floppy disk, it's going to be blamed on us.
Can you imagine if people in the military and combat took trauma leaves?
Look, I'm not going to poo-poo the stress or the trauma of that for air traffic controllers. I'm not. They have one of the most stressful jobs in the world.
I don't disagree with you, but you need to get your butt back to work. Can you imagine? Again, I'll repeat myself. If members of the military in combat took trauma leaves, I mean, give me a break. We need you.
Then update their equipment.
Who's going to pay for it?
The taxpayer.
Yes. If you ask taxpayers, Sam, I mean, potholes are kind of a big deal. Taxes are kind of a big deal. Inflation's kind of a big deal. But would you like the planes not colliding when you're up there? Yes, I will pay for that.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
So if you saw the flight board, the departures, arrivals at Newark, New Jersey's airport, one of three major New York City airports, it is delayed, 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 canceled, delayed, delayed, canceled because of some issues with the air traffic control tower. They lost radar control for 90 seconds last week. Now, 90 seconds may not seem like a lot, but let's bring in somebody who knows better than we do. Commander Jesse Reed, Top Gun pilot, retired. Commander, welcome. Good afternoon.
Hey, good to be with you guys again, although I'm sorry the recurring theme is these aviation stories.
Yes, and I know, really quick, I'm going to respectfully disagree with Scott, who said 90 seconds doesn't seem like a long time. The hell it's not if I'm the one on that plane.
Yeah, well, you know, there's different types of air traffic control agencies, too, that do different jobs, and, you know, time is a little bit more critical depending on which one you're talking to. You could be talking to the tower or ground control at an actual airport. You could be talking to an approach controller, or you could be talking to one of the regional centers while you're up at altitude. In this particular case, it was one of the approach controllers that lost the capability with their radar.
I was watching CNN this morning, Jesse, and they were talking to a pilot. I shared this story just before the break, and they said, "What do you do when air traffic control doesn't know where you are?" And the pilot literally said, you look out the window and you try not to hit anything in the air, and you definitely try not to hit anything on the ground. Is it that simple?
I mean, that's day one of flight school for sure. It becomes more complicated if you're what we call IMC, which is instrument meteorological conditions. In other words, you're in the clouds and you can't see anyone.
Right.
That's where it becomes more critical. The airplanes do have some systems internally, like TCAS, which is Traffic Collision Avoidance System, that gives us some visual indications of other planes that are around you. And so you could, in a very simplistic sense, avoid other airplanes. It would be crazy. It would be scary. But you do have situational awareness of what's going on around you. Approach controllers, I mean, they're dealing with a pretty fine-tuned margin of error there. They're usually vectoring airplanes within 60 seconds of each other, depending on what kind of airplane it is. If it's a bigger one, maybe 2 minutes, like a large international wide-body airplane, just due to wake turbulence.
We have seen, though, Commander, the really awful outcome when two aircraft try to occupy the same space at the same time, a few weeks ago out in D.C.
Yeah.
And so, we're hearing that some of the air traffic controllers are taking trauma relief because of the stress level of that job. It is consistently, is it not, rated one of the most stressful jobs in the world. I guess your thoughts on that as we're getting a peek behind the curtain of the aging infrastructure that has to make that particular part of the job that much more challenging.
Yeah, and I was listening to the segment before you guys brought me on, and I'm going to agree with both of you for two different reasons. Dana, I'm with you. The technology for our air traffic control system is woefully, woefully behind the times. And then I'm going to agree with Scott that you go into this job just like pilots or in the military or law enforcement or first responders, you go into the job knowing full well it is a high stress job. That is part of the deal that you are signing up for. So on one hand, I am with the controllers, and I might, hopefully I'm going to risk offending some people out here maybe that work for the FAA, but they are right to be upset about the state of technology currently in the system. But conversely also, you got to kind of, like Scott said, I think you got to man and woman up and do the job right now. The country needs you. I understand that they were taking leave and all that. You know, there's probably some pretty strong opinions about that one way or another.
Yeah.
But we are woefully behind. I fly internationally, And I can tell you, even countries like Mexico have a more sophisticated air traffic control system technologically.
Is that a fact?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why? I know you did not work for air traffic control, but I think the average just listener right now, this is boggling the mind that they're still using floppy disks. Why do we keep putting a Band-Aid on something that so clearly is a gash that needs to be overhauled?
It's just bureaucracy, the federal government. I worked for the government for 20 years of my life, and it's a noble cause, but also it's incredibly inefficient at times. And until there is a public outcry that forces politicians to make this a priority, you probably won't see a change. I am hopeful that with all of this headline news going on, that this will become a priority, and it needs to change. Because again, I mean, we're you know, the best country technologically, right? In the entire world. And yet in this area, we fall just woefully behind so many other different areas of the world, technologically speaking. I can just tell you, I went on a trip to Europe recently, and half the time you don't even actually talk to the controllers. They send you messages, almost like a text message, through their communication system via data link. So, and we for the most part, aren't quite up to speed even on that here in the United States.
Jesse, it wasn't that long ago that there was a shortage of pilots in the United States, and they raised the retirement age, the mandatory retirement age for a pilot from 60 to 65. The mandatory retirement age for an air traffic controller in the United States is 56.
Yeah, it's 56. And so that goes back to Dana's point. It is a high-stress job, and they want to make it a job that you can exit earlier in life so you don't die of stress. I would again imagine that's why they have that limitation. Right.
Is it time to rethink that?
I don't know. That is a great question. I'm going to say something controversial. I think it's time to rethink whether the federal government should even run our aviation technology systems like this. And I would argue that there's a case to be made about privatizing it. And that's what the rest of the world has done. Their governments do not typically run their air traffic control agencies.
Really?
That's true.
They are privatized, yeah.
And what would that require?
Well, I'm just the big idea guy here. I don't know if I have the execution of it, but you know, it would obviously take a massive a movement to basically remove the federal government from this, and it would take a transition period too. You can't just decide, okay, we're handing this over to the private sector, and now they got it.
Yeah, you do it.
There's got to be a smooth handoff.
But Jesse, you and I talked about this earlier today when before the show. My daughter, who is in training to become a pilot, flew in the other night to Boonville Regional Airport.
Yeah.
There is Lawrence Regional Airport, which has Topeka to its west, Kansas City to its east. Do we have too many regional airports in the United States?
I don't think that's the drag on the system, really. Most of those regional airports, if they even have a control tower, is only manned every once in a while, and then usually in the evening hours, it's kind of the Wild West. We call it an uncontrolled airport at that point. It doesn't mean there's not any rules that are being obeyed there. It just means the traffic, the amount of traffic going in and out is such a light level that it doesn't warrant being manned by someone in the control tower. And the pilots are trained, and just like Maya is, she would know how to do this. Going to these airports is if there's no control tower that's manned, you talk to each other as the pilots out there on the same radio frequency, and you kind of deconflict just on your own. And it's not very hard to do.
Jesse, real quick, do the airlines have any muscle here when it comes to what's happening? Could the airlines band together and say, we're not going to put up with this, it's unsafe, fix the technology, or we won't fly?
Boy, I don't know. I mean, I would think there is definitely some influence there. But in the end, airlines are businesses. They got to keep operating. They got to keep you know, the shareholders happy. So it's not like an airline can just say, hey, we're not going to fly until further notice until you fix this. They'll go out of business. So it's tricky. I really think it's going to come down to the American flying public to influence their elected officials to make something like this happen.
Commander Jesse Reed, always appreciate your expertise. Thank you for it.
Yeah, thanks for the call. And again, sorry it's under these circumstances.
Well, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much, Jesse. Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Be well. 913-586-7798.
Listen to this quote from the former president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. The issue is a lack of confidence by the controllers in all of these systems because of the interruptions they have continued to have over the past 8 months or so. There's no confidence in this system, Scott. What does that tell you as a member of the flying public?
That we should have no confidence as well. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go to Rick in Kansas City. Rick, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
We're doing well.
Go ahead.
Well, I didn't hear everything Jesse had to say. I mean, I knew Jesse when he was playing football in high school. He knows my son, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, my last day as an air traffic controller was August 2nd, 1981. It was a Sunday. August 3rd, as we all remember, was the strike. But back then, and I can't comment and won't comment on the state of the air traffic control system today simply because almost 50 years has gone by. But I can tell you, having a radar go down for 90 seconds was nothing 50 years ago. You figure that they were back in the 70s when I got hired, they were converting the old World War II style radar to the new computerized broadband radar. And we all know how good computers were when you bought your first IBM PC in 1980. Well, stop and think what they were in 74, 75. So you sat there using this really nice digitized radar, and then all of a sudden the clock would go away, or the weather would go off your radar scope because the computer was just taking things away that you really didn't need to give you targets. And then the next thing you know, the computer goes down, and now you're converting to old World War II style radar, which at least it was radar. But to have the radar go down for 90 seconds, that to me, was not an everyday occurrence, but it certainly occurred.
All right,
but much longer than 90 seconds.
But Rick, let me ask you this: as a retired air traffic controller, and I respect the fact that you don't want to comment on technology that you used 45 years ago that they may or may not be using today. But back to a conversation we had with Jesse Reed, where the forced retirement age of an air traffic controller is now 56, and that number has not moved in decades. I'm 53 years old. If somebody told me I had to get off the radio at 56, I'm sure half of this city would be thrilled, but I still think I can do the job.
Yeah, and I hear you. I mean, there were times where you would be busy for an hour and a half of doing nothing but talking, or longer. And then you would get up and walk around the parking lot, and that feeling in the back of your kidneys where the adrenaline pumps from, you would kind of hope that would go away before you went back in and sat down again.
Yeah.
But
Rick, let me bring this to your attention. The forced retirement age for a U.S. Army general is 64.
Okay.
For an air traffic controller, it is 56.
Well, and there's nothing can... You might be able to say, okay, let's not let somebody be sit in front of a radar scope after 20 years. There's other things that can be done in the facility, like going to training. going to teaching. There's more to it than just sitting in front of a radar scope.
Okay. So, All right, Rick. Hey, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. 913-586-7798. Brandy in Platte City. Brandy, hello.
Hello, beautiful people. So hello. All I can comment is what I have seen with my own eyes, and one thing I have seen is some really amazing technology that we are actually using at our airport here, and that is called virtual ground control. And basically, when the plane lands, the system spots it from many, 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 many cameras all over the airfield, and a little label pops up saying Southwest 123, and it watches the whole thing come in. So the opportunity for any of like incidences happening between airplanes on the ground is minimal, if anything at all. Now, I am not saying that we should use AI for all of the things. Absolutely not. However, our technology in this country when it comes to aviation and aviation control is woefully behind every other industrialized country that we have. And so it is absolutely, of course, our air traffic controllers are stressed out to the max. They should be more supported with more modern technology, and the process to get some of that through and approved through the FAA is just absolutely arduous. So by the time the technology is approved by the FAA, they're already on, you know, round five of what could be done. So we're always going to be behind on that. But
why is
that?
I mean, we heard from Jesse Reed just a minute ago, and Brandy, forgive me for interrupting you, but and I'm not saying that Mexico is some third world country, because it's not.
Right.
But even Jesse Reed was saying that the Mexican air traffic controllers have better equipment than the United States air traffic controllers. How is that even possible?
We don't want to pay for it. Flat out, it's not. It's part of an overall infrastructure issue in our country that has to do with all of the airports. Think about the airports that were built. They were all built about the same time the old KCI was born, right? And so now, born, built.
but Brandy, real quick, when you talk about infrastructure not being sexy, absolutely, when you talk about the need to upgrade our sewer systems and our aging water pipes, especially in Kansas City.
We're talking about airplanes.
We are talking about airplanes. I think if you ask the average person, like, let's rank what we need to upgrade, we'll deal with the potholes and the water main breaks later. I don't want planes colliding in the sky.
Oh, 100%, Dana, but this all goes toward that, because you have to look at the space in the airport. You have to look at, you know, upgrades to your airport to be able to utilize some of this technology that is already out in the world that's already being used, because some of that stuff just isn't going to fit, you know, in these older buildings, if that kind of makes sense. And I agree with you. It absolutely should be a priority. It is also the thing that, you know, it's more dangerous. We see it more often. We hear about it more often, whereas maybe we're not hearing about, you know, sewer main breaks and stuff. I totally agree with you, but I think the technology aspect of our infrastructure is a key part of this that is not being addressed.
Brandy, have you worked in air traffic control?
No, I have not.
Okay, then never mind. I was going to ask a dumb question.
No questions are dumb. No, I can just, I was part of a team that helped build this airport. So that's why I can tell you what I've seen with my own eyes. And what I've seen at other airports, it's the industry that I'm in. And so I've seen this at other airports
Maybe you could answer this question. If the air traffic controllers are so reliant on radar, which seemed to be the indication last week when Newark went offline for 90 seconds, why do they have to be in a gigantic tower that oversees the airport? Is that for line of sight?
Yes. It's generally for line of sight. Yes. Perfect. And that's not a dumb question, Scott. That's a valid question. It is absolutely valid. Yep. And there's also, like, just so FYI, when we have a tornado here, they have a secondary location where they can go to be safe, but still see the radar and the things on the ground. So there are contingencies for that. But, like, generally speaking, being in a tower is generally for line of sight.
Okay, this may be above your pay grade. And if it is, forgive me. What percentage of an air traffic controller's job is line of sight, and what percentage is radar?
Way above my pay grade.
Okay.
All right. Way above my pay grade, but a legitimate question. Legitimate question.
All right.
You know what scares
me, Brandy,
about this?
Brandy, thank you for the call.
She hit the nail on the head. It's not sexy. It's not on the public's radar. It's infrastructure. It's not on the public's radar until something catastrophic happens. I will remind everyone.
And by on the radar, you're being literal.
That the near collisions, not the near misses, at the D.C. airport where that deadly collision between the helicopter and the passenger plane happened.
And we had two more last month.
They were happening an average one per month, every single month since 2017. I'm going to say that again. Once a month, there was a near collision between a helicopter and a passenger plane every single month of the year dating back to 2017. If you think on the bureaucratic side, there's an urgency to fix anything, remind yourself every time that every month a plane almost crashed at DC once a month, every month until 2017, all of those years back, and no one ever changed a thing until what happened, until there was a collision and everyone died. And now everyone's going, well, why were we allowing that to happen? They've known about that problem since 2017. They've known about this infrastructure problem. How long? 20 years?
But Dana, the problem is they didn't change anything.
Bingo.
And we learned that last month.
Even after the crash.
And how often did we hear about it until this radar drop happened?
Never.
Zero.
Exactly.
Zero.
And it was in the news for a week.
You know what's really unsexy? Two planes colliding in midair.
By the way, the FAA gets $27 billion in the fiscal year 2025. I'm no expert, but if you're going to go around rebuilding every ATC tower, it's probably going to be more than $27 billion just to rebuild the towers.
That's fine, but that's an annual budget. Can we do a couple a year?
Yeah.
Starting up in the Northeast with Newark, number one,
I mean,
Reagan, number two.
I'm not disagreeing. It's just
maybe next year we do LaGuardia and then JFK and then Logan. I mean, that's $27 billion. That ain't all salary. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I just said to Scott during the break, we have so many things in the stack. Our stack has a stack. And we're going to try to get to everything today. It's a lot of really cool stuff. Coming up at 3 o'clock, a local motorcycle rider has gone viral because he was riding his motorcycle.
Is this real?
Yes. In Bonner Springs. And he looks up and sees something weird in the sky.
Somebody tell me, what the is this? And I'm not using no app. I am on County Road 2 in between State Avenue and K32. And I have never seen anything like that in my life.
Okay.
And it appears
stop right there.
So what it is, is it's a black circle in the sky.
It looks like someone took a thick Sharpie marker, not the little tiny thin Sharpie marker, but like the wide blade black Sharpie.
Is it bugs?
And then drew a perfect circle in the sky, gigantic, more of an oval.
And now it's fading on the video. And it's starting to fade.
Yeah, then it sort of starts to fade. It has gotten so many hits. I mean, it looks like someone took a Sharpie and drew an oval in the sky. I don't know how else to describe it.
You remember all those dumb videos of those, quote, vape gods back in the day blowing O's? It looks like somebody blew an O into the sky and it just kept going and getting bigger.
Okay, what is it, Sam? Because you're the conspiracy guy.
It looks like bugs.
In a perfect oval?
Well, you ever seen geese flying in a perfect V?
No.
Geese always fly in a perfect V.
This also has a little bit, and we're going to post it to social before we bring it up, and we're trying to get him to come on the show. It is a thick black, if you zoom in, Scott, it is a thick black oval. It's not like a tiny thin.
No, it's thick. It looks like a giant rubber band in the sky.
Yes, a giant black rubber band, not a hair tie, ladies. A hair tie would be too thin. Mm-hmm. This is the wide rubber band that you would put around legal documents.
That's aliens.
That's how wide this looks.
Okay.
So we have reached out to
him.
That's
unnecessary.
He's already done two interviews today with the news. Like Wichita's picked this up. This thing is going viral.
Now, let me ask one question.
Yes.
Why have we not seen this on anybody else's Facebook page?
People are asking, what country is this in? What county? He's like Bonner Springs.
That's Wyandotte.
Kansas City, Wyandotte County.
I asked the question again. Why have we not seen this on anybody else's Facebook?
Okay. Now, this is not unheard of. Wavy TV 10 News in Virginia this week, a.k.a. August of 2024, had the same situation, a giant black smoke ring floating in the sky over the city.
This is not a smoke
ring. Feels like a scene out of Independence Day.
It does show in part of his video, and this is why I want him to call in, drivers are kind of driving by, and he has like a brief, like, what is that in the sky with them? This is not, this guy, you hear him said, I didn't use some app. He's like our age, Scott. He would not know how to superimpose a black Sharpie marker ring in the sky.
It's a smoke ring.
No, it is
it's
not.
It's not a smoke ring.
There what was probably a transformer that blew.
Somebody tell me, what the is this? And I'm not using no app. I am on County Road 2 in between State Avenue and K32. And I have never seen anything like that in my life.
Phone's already ringing. Did you see this thing last night in Bonner? What is it?
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. And to you, Frankie Roman Cameron.
Get in here.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. Hey, don't forget to check out our podcast, the Dana Parks Podcast. Available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.